This podcast today is for any woman out there who has in any part of their life struggled with their past, trying to fix their past, trying to heal from their past, because what I discovered is that there is a difference. And I think that what we're going to talk about today can really help you to lean into what God has for you, to help you to get past some things that may have been troubling you. I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have the desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to women all over the world in those three areas to be able to help you get to the places that you want to get to so that you can live your best life on this side of heaven. And I believe that the Father can be glorified from that. As I always like to do, thank you, thank you, thank you for those of you who continue to listen to this podcast, that you continue to share it with at least one person, because that's going to help our podcast to grow, as well as those of you who have been sending in donations. It is so appreciated. And 100% of the proceeds go back into creating the podcast to make it grow. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This particular topic today is near and dear to me because I don't think that there is any one of us who have lived for any length of time who have not been bothered in some way and continue to be bothered by some things in our past. That maybe those things in our past are not currently like plaguing us, but I believe that many of us have reshaped our current life as a result of some of the things that happened in our past, right? Especially some of the negative things, some of the bad things, some of the heinous things that happened in our past. From that moment, our baseline shifted. And in a lot of respects, it should have, right? In a lot of respects, things that happened to us from our past probably should shape what we've done. But there's a lot of things that have happened to us that had a tremendously negative impact on us and shaped us in a way that we really got to be able to take back. I don't remember what happened when, I think I was reading the Bible or something, where I believe God dropped in my spirit this difference between trying to fix the past and trying to heal the past. And I started thinking, I said, is that the same thing? Right? Is that the same thing? Like, I'm trying to fix some things, you know, from my past, or I'm trying to heal my past. And then of course I had to look it up, and fixing and healing are two drastically different things. Maybe they're not drastically different, but they are very, very different. And I think that many times we might find ourselves in this space where we're trying to fix something in our past, overcome something in our past, that we spend an inordinate amount of time with that as opposed to trying to heal something in our past or move past something in our past. And I think that we put too much pressure on ourselves for that. If you find that you are a person that, as I just alluded to, you're trying to fix something from your past, you're trying to overcome something, you're trying to measure up to something. Ooh, that can set somebody free right there. Measure up to, generally speaking, an adult or a parent, you know, wanted you to do something and you just aren't good enough. You don't feel like you're good enough. This is for you. If you put too much pressure on yourself to be better than, if that's a thing that you find yourself plagued with, if you are putting a lot of pressure on yourself to denounce your past, I'm never going to be like that. I'm never going to be like them. And you kind of, it's like a driving force with how you live your life. And the reality is that it is taking up too much of your present, right? If, and again, I think that if you've done it, if we've done it for so long, right? I'm never going to get in that place again. I know we've said that. I've said it recently. I ain't never going back there, right? That it ends up swallowing too much of our present, which also means we are leveraging too much of our future. That might set somebody free right there. The more we live through this vision of what's in our past that we might be trying to fix, means that our energy is not in the present. And if our energy is not in the present, we are leveraging too much of our future, right? We are stealing from our future because of how we're living right now based on our past. My God in heaven, that might set somebody free. And I think that there are some things that we really have to do in order to make some changes with that. And what I want to do first is I really want to talk about this idea of just really looking at dealing with these regrets or this pain or these past mistakes, right? Because the reason why I think a lot of this happens is because some of us feel we have to make up for past wrongs. And I think that for many of us, it's subconscious, right? Or that we think we have to fix what was broken before we can move forward. Well, I got to do this before I can do that. You know, I got to get this right before I do that. I got to fix this part of me before I do that. And I think that we also punish ourselves because we believe we don't deserve healing or don't deserve happiness. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I believe that many of us are saying that out loud, right? I don't feel like I deserve happiness or I don't feel like I deserve healing. But I do think the way that we might be living and our actions are actually showing that, right? And I'm challenging you to actually ask yourself that question. Ask yourself that question and let the depth of you answer for you. Don't let your knee-jerk reaction, but sit with that question for a while to see if that's something that you're doing, right? And I know that this has been part of me. The one of the bigger things that I'm plagued with now, in full transparency, is dealing with finances. That there are some places I said I can't go back to, and it drives where I am. And I think that's part of why God dropped this in my spirit, because there is some healing that has to go on with that. And we're going to talk about some of those, how we could take some of those steps as well, right? And so there might be that something that's within you that you have to decide, I don't have to go about trying to fix this thing, but I have to go about trying to heal this part. Because watch this. Here is what I can tell you some of the differences are. When we are trying to fix our past, we're trying to change what happened or make it right. We're trying to be like, you know, let me go back and fix it. Let me go back and change that. When the only thing that I think our past that is positive is that from the only thing that I think that's positive, one of the only things, I shouldn't say the only thing that's positive from our past that can help us is that we heal from it. Especially from the negative parts that stunted us in a way, that splintered off in a way, that shaped who we are in a way, right? We sometimes try to go back and make that right. And then what we often do is we have like guilt, regret, and shame based on the decision we made, based on the situation that happened to us, based on where we are. And that can come in the form of always over-apologizing for some of the things that you do, overcompensating, replaying the past events is ruminating. That's what that means, playing it over and over. You're thinking about it over and over and over, replaying the past events, especially in particular situations, right? So if I'm thinking about the situation I'm dealing with as far as money is concerned, and I'm like, I spent $500. Well, that means that this is what's going to happen because this is what's happened in the past, right? And I can't spend that on myself. And so it gets to this lockdown place that happens within me. And instead of trying to fix some of the decisions that I made or some of the things that happened as a result of money issues for me that I've dealt with in the past, is that I have to rewrite the history. We have to rewrite it. And the way that we do it is that we have to understand that trying to fix what happened in our past is really rooted in control. But it's an unreal expectation to rewrite history. It's just unrealistic. We can't go back in the past and change something. We cannot, no matter how much we want to, that time has changed, people have changed, people may have gone on out of our life for whatever the reasons, however it has happened. The words that happened back then can't be the same. People have shifted in who they are. We've matured more. At least I hope most of us have, right? And so to keep this idea that you can go back and control or change it is just unrealistic. I'm going to tell you something. Coming to learning about mental health and learning more about mental health, and I studied psychology in college, but it is this idea that some of the things that's in our mind today is just unrealistic. It's an unrealistic expectation. And it doesn't matter how vested you are in that thought. It doesn't matter how those thoughts impact you. It doesn't matter if you've built your life on those thoughts. They can still be unrealistic. And the reality is that the sooner we get to a place where we can make some changes in our realism in our life today with understanding that some of the things that we think is unrealistic, the sooner we can get to healing, right? So that helps me to dovetail right into healing from the past is really about accepting what happened. It happened. It doesn't matter how bad it was, it happened. Because the reality is we can't go back to change it. Even if it was someone that did something to us and, you know, they have, you know, passed on for however, whatever way, they're no longer living. There's nothing that we can get from that. There's nothing that, you know, some people might be, you know, that's what they get or whatever the case may be. But we still have to accept that no matter what, we can't get that back. Right. And so we have to make a choice. And these are some of the words that I think are challenging to really begin to understand is like choosing to grow from it. Right. That has to be that not only is it a choice, it's an active thing. Right. It's like saying, being able to say to yourself whenever something comes up that is a reminder of this thing that has you in the past, I am choosing to not let my mind go there. I am choosing to think differently. I am choosing to take my emotional health back. Right. I am choosing to get help through this. Right. And so that's a word that I was going to say choosing is a choice word. Right. That you have to actively pursue. Right. Another thing is that healing from the past involves forgiveness, mostly of ourselves now and of others. Now, the reality is that. Yes, we sometimes want and need someone to apologize in a way to us for what they did to us that is heartfelt and that we really need to heal a place in us. And the reality is 98% of the people won't do it, and we're not going to get it the way we want to. And we can hold them hostage for that as long as we want. I don't care if it's a parent, a spouse, a child, a loved one. We can hold them hostage. And yes, they were wrong. They were 1,000% wrong. I remember reading this book and years ago, and I remember telling one of my girls who was just crying about something that happened. I said, it was wrong. You are right. And so what? Right? Like, that's so hard to hear, but we have to pull ourselves together to be able to get out of it. And if that's something that you can't do by yourself, then we absolutely have to get help with it. Right? Because that forgiveness and forgiving ourselves is the biggest part, but it is a choice again. And we have to allow ourselves to move forward, allow ourselves. We keep ourselves locked in. We're hard on ourselves, especially women. And we don't allow ourselves to move forward. But these are some things that you have to practice every single day. Healing looks like finding peace. It looks like leaning into the experience, but learning from the experience and making different choices in the present. So here is the thing that we have to understand. Healing is rooted in grace and allows us to transform our pain into purpose, right? I'm always like surprised, not as surprised is not the right word. I always feel just this warmth in my heart when I see people. Right now I'm thinking about the way MAD started, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. And I remember being in high school at the time, and I learned about the story. Was a mother who had her a child killed, her daughter, I believe it was, killed by a drunk driver. And that's how MAD, the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, started. And that, and it's you know, it went nationwide, and a lot of times I think that they still teach it, you know about drinking and driving. I mean, I know they do, but I mean, like MAD, M-A-D-D, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, still taught. And the reality is she was able to take her pain and turn it into purpose, right? Be able to take her pain. I remember us having a bent up car that they put on our campus when I was in high school that showed us what happened as a result of a teen drinking and driving, right? And so there are many people who can turn their healing from the past into transform it into their purpose. And one of the things that I want you guys to understand is that we want to have this thing, this fixing of our past is about, again, I said control, but it's about, oftentimes we think that we have to correct something, right? And sometimes, again, when we bring correcting something all the times, oftentimes meaning that we act like that in our present. Right? We always have to be in this fixing thing. We always have to be correct. We can't make a misstep because we are plagued by some of the things that have happened in our past. Now, watch this. There is a cost. There is a cost to always trying to fix your past. Here's the first: emotional exhaustion. Like when I think about, when I've thought about how much actual time that I've allowed my brain to go over and over and over and over and over money situations, especially when I was in a poor financial situation, right? It took energy. It was emotionally exhausting. It was going to sleep with it, waking up with it, looking at it from every angle. It was absolutely exhausting. And this constant replaying was keeping me in a cycle of regret, unbeknownst to me, right? Until one day I remember literally waking up and said, I am tired of thinking about this all the time. I literally said that. And I remember saying it to one of my girls. I was like, I'm tired of thinking about this. Matter of fact, I felt like the way that I was thinking about it was also repelling money from me, right? If you believe in or understand the laws of attraction, because I do believe you got to put positive energy out to receive positive things back, you know, and the way it's the mental rehearsal of positivity and attracting positivity. So I felt like even my conversation and the way that I was doing it was also repelling me to get to a place where I didn't feel like I was dealing with these financial challenges all the time, right? Also, so it's emotional exhaustion. It can stunt your growth, right? It is so hard to grow when you're stuck trying to fix what has happened behind you. That might set somebody free. It is hard to grow. It is hard to go forward. It is hard to keep plowing if you are constantly looking back, if you're constantly waiting on the other shoe to drop, if you're constantly doing something and trying to fix something. And again, I want to say heal, but I mean fix something of our past, right? Another cost is broken relationships. It took me to actually leave where I lived to really begin to see the dysfunction that I had in my life. I was able to notice it, and I was able to notice it more the longer I was by myself, because then I was able to see like, oh, I don't want that energy anymore. When I tell you I am 10 toes down with not wanting to be around any negative energy at all in my life. Right. That I got to give it over to God. I can't do that anymore, because I have found that it was stealing my joy, my present. I couldn't fully embrace what was happening now because of what was happening in the past, what my negative energy was. Right. And it was, and with these broken relationships, trying to change people as a result of some of the, it's too much. It's too much, because we are talking from a broken place. I think one of my pastors said, reminded us that you want to speak to people from your scars, not from your wounds, right? Because our scars are healed, and we can talk about it differently. But if we keep thinking about this over and over, ruminating about it, if we keep looking back, we're operating from our wounds and not our scars. It takes time to allow a pain of the past to become a scar. It takes time, energy, focus, desire, and choice to make something of our past no longer be a wound and build it to becoming a scar that you have a testimony from, right? And the reality is understanding that this is how we can stop trying to fix the past and start healing, is that you first accept what you cannot change. God help me to accept the things I cannot change. Courage, give me the wisdom to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Give me the courage to accept the things I cannot change. Now, y'all know I done messed it up, right? And said it wrong like 3 times, but I think you know what it is that I'm talking about. I'm not going to look it up to just get it right, right? But I want the wisdom to know that when I can't change something, and that I know that God is going to be the one that's helping me, right? And so you have to understand that acceptance of something that happened to you negatively in your past is not equal to approval. Because you accepted this thing that happened, because it did happen, you're not approving of it. You're not saying that it was okay by any stretch of the imagination, but you're acknowledging it. And you're saying it did happen. I cannot change it, but I can choose how it affects me now. I'm telling you that's easier said than done, but I'm telling you, if you walk in choice, if you walk in acknowledgement, you can begin the healing process. Right? It's not saying it was okay by acknowledging it. It's not okay. It was never okay. But I know that I can heal from it, and I'm not going to let it plague me anymore. Right? And some of the things you could do is you might be able to write it down. You know, I remember when I had a fireplace, I was able to write some things down and throw it in the fireplace, right? Because I have to release it. We have to release those types of things, right? Another thing that we have to do is begin to forgive ourselves. And it's not letting somebody off the hook. It's a freeing yourself. I know what I'm saying it are things that you've heard before. I know that what I'm saying is nothing new, but it does bear to be repeated, because oftentimes these are just some of the things that we just don't remember, or we don't remember at the time that we need to remember it, right? And so we have to release these things. We have to be able to forgive ourselves. And we are so hard on ourselves. I was doing a training at, or facilitating a training at my church this weekend at the time of this recording. And I was asking a particular question, and I led this question by saying, how many of you, of you women out here in the audience, because there were men as well, but how many of you women are hard on yourself? And I want to say probably 75% of the women raised their hand. And it it was just a simple question. I was leading into something else, but that struck me, because it's like, for whatever reason, the majority of us tend to be hard on ourselves. We won't forgive ourselves. We won't let ourselves off the hook. We won't put ourselves on our own schedule. We won't do these things for ourselves, right? And the Bible tells us, forgetting the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. That's in Isaiah 43:18-19. Is that it's easy to read, it's hard to practice. My God in heaven. It's easy to read, it's hard to practice. But the reality is sometimes we're trying to take on too much to make the change. Start small. Like, and again, we're hard on ourselves and we can't do a big thing. I don't know why it is that we don't love to start with small changes, because we want to see change. I think it's our generation. We want to see things fast, right? But starting out small and consistent is going to get us a lot farther. So it has to start by how you are speaking to yourself. Talking out loud to yourself about how you are thinking to yourself. When that guilt comes up, you still say, I forgive myself. As a matter of fact, the challenge that I have for each of you out there that's listening to me that might have a challenge in this area is to say out loud, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Now watch this. Even if today you don't forgive yourself, I want you to start saying it to yourself. I want you to get used to you hearing you say, I forgive myself. And then I want you to start saying, telling yourself why you forgive yourself. I want you to start saying to yourself what you're going to start leaving in the past. I want you to start telling yourself what you are not going to allow to hold you hostage any longer. I feel like I'm preaching to somebody now. I want us to do it. I want us to do it, right? And you have to be okay with saying, I did the best I could with what I had at that time. And even if you knew exactly what you were doing and you still got yourself into something bad, you still got to forgive yourself. There are a lot of situations. I'm not going to even try to note any, you know, but you knew what you were doing and you got yourself in it. And you maybe you were hoping the consequences wouldn't happen, but they did. You know what? We here now. Sometimes, while it seems challenging, sometimes it can be as easy as that. But when that, let me put a period on that. Sometimes it can be as easy as that. That's the easy part. The hard part is when you keep getting reminded of it for what by whatever is happening in the universe around you at that time. And you still got to come back to saying, you know what? I still forgive myself about it. I still know God is blessing me. I'm not where I want to be. What Tremaine Hawkins said, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be, right? I have to give myself credit for the growth. That I'm not saying so much bad stuff in my mind. I'm talking about trying to heal from what we need to heal from, as opposed to trying to just fix what we cannot fix in anyway, because it's an unrealistic expectation. It is an unrealistic expectation. When you stop trying to fix the past, you open yourself up to new beginnings. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I stopped reading it. So if I quoted it not exactly right, y'all, that was from my memory and my heart. That old things are passed away. It's easy to read. It's more challenging to live, but that's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to do. So I hope that, again, as I always like to say, there were some things that I've said to help you to understand there is a difference between trying to fix things in your past. And I want you to decide for yourself, have you been trying to fix the things of the past? You've been trying to heal the things of the past. You'll know the difference based on what we talked about in this podcast, because you might have been doing one thing psychologically thinking you were doing something else, right? There is much more grace that we have to give ourselves. This week, as I said, I want you talking out loud to yourself and I want you walking in your own grace. It's not going to feel comfortable, which means that you really got to do it. You got to walk in your grace. You got to love yourself more. You got to start forgiving yourself more. Take the baby steps that you need to. Love on yourself more. Be kind to yourself more. We do it for everybody else. We won't do it for ourselves. I said it and I ain't taking it back, right? And I want us to be healthy and whole while we're on this side of heaven. As I was saying before, I hope there was something I said today that was a blessing to your spirit. I hope you take some of the things that I said today to be able to put in your mind, in your thoughts. Listen to this podcast again if you need to. Share it with at least one person that you know might be struggling in this area, because I believe while we're on this side of heaven, God would want, he does want us to be our best selves. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.